Today, a bonus episode based on Patreon feedback. If I was a channel chief, what moves would I be making right now? Let's dive in with that answer. I'm loving answering questions from the community, and this one comes from my Patreon group, where I post my videos early and I gather these questions. If you're interested and want to participate, you can visit patreon.com/MSPradio to join. The question, if I was a channel chief, what would I do now? I answered this previously for my initial reactions to pivoting around the pandemic, and so now here is what I would do with my engagement with the channel. Let's start with events, because every single time, this is what everyone wants to know about. I am science and fact-driven. The time of this video, epidemiologists have a more specific view of COVID-19. Outdoor is good. Indoor is bad. Large groups, bad. Poorly circulated air, bad. So all of these events that everyone seems to be thinking are the only way to do anything, yeah, they hit all the boxes for bad idea. Microsoft, Salesforce, Google, Facebook all canceled events until 2021 at the earliest. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, no fans. Concerts, canceled. Thinking like a solution provider, do you think I want to go to your stupid event more than I want to go to a concert, a ball game, even a restaurant or a bar? You're insane. I'm not saying I want to live inside and I'm hiding. But I don't really want to increase my risk of getting this disease, because it sounds horrific, and you can mess up your lungs for your lifetime. There's no amount of money that I'm going to make at some event that justifies that risk to me. I'm not going to walk and take the risk at a trade show floor or listen to your keynote, particularly when I can do that online anyway. If I'm going to take a risk, it's on something like a concert or a restaurant, not your stupid event. For the record, I'm not risking my health on those either. I say this because if you're arguing the value of your event, you're not thinking like your customer very much. Anyone still thinking they're doing these events is in denial or just has a really bad case of FOMO. However, let's put that aside for a moment and talk about actual data around these. From what I see on what's going on virtually and with all these new online events, it's not like you're getting a discount, are you? Same prices for these events, but with at best, uncertain returns, and at worst, the risk of a complete waste of time. You're tying up time, money, and resources on a flight of fancy you don't even know is happening. I get it. It's a lever you know how to pull. But you know what? I'm not wasting my resources there. Because first, I strengthen my position by saying I'm out. I'm not waiting on other people to be able to move. I'm not held hostage by their bad planning. I get off the wheel of events, take the capital, and I redeploy it. And from my experience, that's not a small amount of money tied up. And now I can take those resources, test, try, and innovate ahead of everybody else. Sure, a bunch of these things are going to fail, but I'll have figured out what works before those wasting their energy on these risky endeavors get a chance to redeploy their capital and try and chase me. Now, bias alert. I thought the value of the MSP event industrial complex had been in decline for a while now, and no one really wanted to notice. As the pandemic is acting as an accelerant to trends, that's one I think is gone too, and you'll notice I'd already pivoted my execution. Your bad webinar gets less views than my YouTube videos. I'm a dude in my basement. Tells you something, doesn't it? There's a reason I sell you ads, vendors. I'm on to something. End bias alert and my shameless plug. Now that I know what I'm not doing, what would I do? First, I turn to the past to learn what worked. Among my career so far, there's two achievements I want to draw upon. The first is from when I ran my MSP. During this time, I did the work to bring together leaders from a group of MSPs to create a peer group in the UK, the first for what was HTG and is now IT Nation Evolve. That first meeting of six companies established the first group that led to now what is a collection of international groups across the UK, Europe, and Australia. What I remember most is the people, however, individual relationships and moments of connection that led to friendships I still maintain to this day. That's the core lesson. those critical interactions of building community. The second is from the time as a vendor. During my time at GFI, brought together a team to take events to the next level, and our Max 2014 events around the world were a personal and professional achievement that I still hold very dear. Many solution providers still talk to me about the events, what they learned, and how it impacted their business. What unifies these two experiences is their focus on events, the physical bringing together of people to exchange ideas. What differentiates the two is the motivation. While my efforts in peer groups were driven by desire to grow peer businesses, in hindsight, my own motivation for the effort was far more about individual growth and experience than it was about commercial success. The measurement of success for the group was each member's experience rather than financial metric. Growing the Max series was the commercialization of that experience. Don't get me wrong, that was about doing right, having fun, and helping. But the measurement of success of the program was about commercial value. The benefit of an MSP leveraging our software was the value of their monthly spend, but also the growth of the MSP over time. When collected into a cohort and measured over time, we knew that MSPs would grow, and so we'd grow too. The events were finding about ways to accelerate that. There was a formula. We measured the value of our customer base as an average, and then we measured the spend of those attending the event before and after. We measured the increased spend and could then do the math to know what our impact was. That's a second lesson. I measure these activities. So, how can I do measurable activities that drive these bonds? If I was a channel chief, my role becomes director of investment for a pool of resources. Where can I place money or bets or investment that actually creates some value that doesn't have to be direct from the vendor? There are tons of these things out there that, because they're perceived as not driving leads, get overlooked when they do actually drive both revenue and leads. If you look at what's broadly working right now, it's these collections of people talking. I see a lot of small groups getting traction because there was an ability to share and talk, but often the frequency is too high and they're struggling to deliver a constant value. What are the areas I can place a small bet in and accelerate something? As an example, and I'm going to give him a huge plug because not enough vendors buy from him, but should, Carl Polichuk had 100 people in a two-day virtual event stay continuously through all the sessions, including 30 minutes of us shooting the shit at the end, where even the speakers stuck around to hear each other because the content was great, and no vendor sponsored it. Opportunity missed. My first investment is in these existing groups. If I were leading a channel program right now, I would not be creating more groups or my own group or some other new group. We do not need another one. There are so many, and the smaller ones are actually the most effective. In the example of Carl's event, he was building on the success of existing community and could pull off the virtual event. There's so much more likely to be successful than some new forced transition. Less is more. Now, driving my second move, Kaspersky published some data on channel engagement, and it's all the stuff you'd expect, not enough personal contact, etc. I'd be deploying as much as I could into finding new ways to communicate and foster online interactions. The community is desperate for collaboration. You see it in all these Zoom meetings and such they're doing. Thus, I'd be taking my reps, giving them groups of geographically separated partners, and building informal peer groups or just helping them through, or Slack channels for partners, or Facebook Messenger rooms. Go to them. Don't make them use your tool or something. Just something simple. Informal groups, facilitate them, but act more like a structure organizer and empowering them, not driving your own stuff. Next, I'm examining the messaging I'm putting out there. Think really critically about your content. Most of the vendors think more is more, when actually less is more. Be really critical about your content. Why are you producing a massive 60-minute webinar when you really need to deliver 10 minutes of relevant content? You're watching exactly that, a produced 10-minute piece that's dense and intended to be hard-hitting. Stop with the fluff. We see right through it. Look at what's happening around us in terms of content. Video game conferences are gone, replaced with focused trailers and short content snippets. Those big tech companies also remove their event content, instead producing what feels more like TV than a forced online version of a physical event. Did you watch the Apple keynote for WWDC? It's not a keynote, that's a TV show. Why are you producing yet another sales playbook? In my last video, I observed that the plans are already there and we do not need another bit of noise. Thus, third, I'm gonna put some into experimenting with content. Look at game streamers in the Twitch community, or look at videos like this one. The video game industry has some really interesting approach to community building. Did you know that a DevOps conference was recently held in Animal Crossing, the video game? The world is accepting of different right now. Embrace it. Finally, I'm gonna test specific programs with select partners. Sure, it's unfair, but I'm gonna recruit some partners, finance investments with third-party ecosystem providers, like marketing companies, sales coaches, and the like. Third party gets paid, but they have to report on performance. Does it scale? No. But it's a great testing ground, and it's far better ways to spend my cash. And for each of these areas of testing, I'm measuring. This is totally possible, it just requires the commitment. Each investment will be measured against the providers I'm interacting with, because I can do that in my CRM. Measure reps activity against provider revenue. Measure content activity against cohorts, and cohorts against revenue. These are my first moves. I'm going to move fast, I'm going to iterate often, and I'm going to test and try again. Because I'm going to take all those resources that were previously tied up, and I'm going to completely redeploy them. Because I'm not waiting for other people to figure it all out. That's what I'd be doing right now if I was running a channel program. My Patreons get access to this stuff early. If you're interested in directly supporting, go to patreon.com/MSPradio, and you'll get the content early, or maybe your question will be the next one that I answer. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. I will talk to you with a regular episode tomorrow.